Starr County judge has released an East Canton woman on bond after her arraignment in the death of an 8-month-old boy. 45-year-old Melanie DiMarzio pleaded not guilty in common pleas court today to an involuntary manslaughter charge. Prosecutors say Grant Simmons died March 10th after becoming unresponsive at DiMarzio's unlicensed in-home daycare. The home allegedly lacked safe sleep practices, fire safety protocols, and CPR training. Pretrial hearing scheduled for August 5th. Suspect in a fatal Canton shooting is facing a potential indictment. 28-year-old Armando Cole of Canton waived his preliminary hearing Thursday in municipal court. His case was bound over to the grand jury. Cole remains in the county jail on $1.5 million bond. He's charged with murder in the slaying of 20-year-old Rion Stanford, who police say was shot on Garfield Avenue Southwest July 18th. Sights and sounds of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Festival began today with the return of the Balloon Classic. The three-day event at Kent State University Stark features hot air balloon flights, evening balloon glows, live entertainment, food, and family activities. The Balloon Classic kicks off a series of events leading up to the Hall of Fame game August 6th, Grand Parade and Enshrinement Ceremony for the Hall's Class of 2026 August 8th, and the Concert for Legends August 9th. The number of cyclosporiasis cases continues to climb across Ohio, with more than 2,500 confirmed infections reported. The Ohio Department of Health says 134 people have been hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. In Northeast Ohio, Starr County now has 97 confirmed cases. Portage County, 77. Mahoning, 30. Carroll, 20. And Columbiana, 12. CDC says Ohio is part of a multi-state outbreak, but health officials have not identified a confirmed source of the parasite. North Canton police reminding residents officers will never ask for money or banking information over the phone to avoid criminal charges. The warning comes after scammers use Police Chief Frank Kemp's name and the department's phone number. Officials say callers could claim someone is under investigation and request payment or personal information. Police say to hang up, verify the call through a trusted number, and report any suspected scam. The Michelin Township trustees moving ahead with a request to vacate Sugar Alley. Trustees directed legal counsel Jim Matthews to prepare a resolution for their August 13th meeting after an adjoining property owner asked the undeveloped paper road be vacated. The alley has never been dedicated or maintained by the township. The request will then go to the county commissioners who have final authority to approve the vacation. Washington Township firefighters getting new life-saving equipment thanks to a $157,000 federal grant. The funding paid for 16 breathing air packs, new face masks, and a rapid intervention team pack used to rescue downed firefighters. Officials say the grant also saves local levy dollars that can now be used for gear, equipment, and fire truck maintenance. The Minerva Connector Trail getting a $2 million boost as part of a new ODOT safety investment, the Shared Use Path Project in Starr County, among 33 roadway safety projects, receiving more than $72 million through the state's Highway Safety Improvement Program. Governor DeWine says the funding is designed to target areas with a history of serious crashes and improve safety for drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists. Projects will include improvements such as sidewalks, crosswalks, bike lanes, roundabouts, and intersection upgrades. A former employee returning to the Columbiana County Park District. Board members rehired Lisa Schaefer as administrative assistant Thursday after accepting the resignation of Mark Guy. Schaefer held the position for nearly 3 years before resigning in January. She'll return to work Monday as a permanent part-time employee, working up to 20 hours a week at her previous hourly pay rate of $13.61. A new fire levy could be headed to the ballot in Liverpool Township as trustees work to address funding issues. The proposed 1.45 mil levy would generate about $127,000 a year starting in 2027. According to WFMJ-TV, officials say costly fire truck repairs have reduced the department's available funds to about $8,000 for the rest of the year. Trustees approved placing the levy before voters in November. Man is facing criminal charges after a crash that claimed the life of a state trooper last October. A secret indictment was announced today by Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson against 38-year-old Ryan Ratch. Wilson saying Ratch was arrested on charges of aggravated vehicular homicide and aggravated vehicular assault. Ratch accused of crashing a semi into trooper Nicholas Caton's cruiser last October on Route 11 in Canfield. Caton was helping a disabled vehicle at the time. Mahoning County Grand Jury has indicted a Youngstown man in connection with a fatal shooting. 22-year-old Darius Smith charged with murder with a firearm specification in the death of 16-year-old Tyron Perry. Police say Perry was killed May 27th at a home on East Dewey Avenue. Smith's bond was previously set at $1 million. A hearing date has not been scheduled.